flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And in college football, the Hurricanes announced they'll open up the season at home against Notre Dame on Sunday, August 31st. Joe, have you got any ticket requests for that one yet?
No, not yet, man. No, nothing. I
feel like that's going to be a hot ticket down here.
Yeah. Hey, Woody. Great to have you back, man.
Thanks, man. It's good to see you, by the way.
Yeah, it's been took a few extra days to spend with my father in California, and now I'm back for a while, so it's going to be great. We got a lot of good stuff going on.
Yeah, Omar got me going a little bit while you were gone, man. He got to me just a little bit.
What part got you?
There were a few different topics that he got me going on. But he's more on the Tyreek side, I guess, with the whole thing than
I can't most, tell, man. He blasts him every time I turn around. Blasting Tyreek he's one of the original guys. Say it's time to grow up, man. Like, what else you want this team to do for you? You got your contract extended with a lot of guaranteed money to make sure you're still one of the highest paid receivers in the game. You trash your head coach more than once, and I don't even know if he realized it, really, to be honest with, everything. And then everybody was nice enough not to throw you under the bus when they said they had a problem with guys that are late, and everybody knows you're the president of the club. For the Miami Dolphins. All right, so
what do you think the value would be for Tyreek Hill if the Dolphins decided we can't figure this out?
I don't think you'd get very much.
I don't either. And
I keep him.
So the other big problem with that is then you start have to answer questions of how good is Tua without his top weapon, because you'd have to bring you can't roll with Jalen Waddle as your one, so you'd have to bring in someone else essentially, right?
Yes.
And that would be the biggest problem. That would open another hole. Draft pick.
Yeah. Now you got another hole that you have. I want to keep Tyreek. I'm literally grow up.
Won't you be concerned though next season when it doesn't go their way, because it probably won't, that he's just going to take a blowtorch to this?
Well, they're not going in the season thinking that.
Well, they didn't last year either. The year before, but
it sounds like, and maybe Chris Greer as a general manager can also get involved and say, listen, man, we redid this contract because that's more of a Chris Greer thing, and we need you to act like it, man. We believe in you, and we're not trying to beat you up, but never have that guy be a captain again, though. Never would he, if the captain is as important as it seems to be in a lot of professional teams, he would never sniff that position again. Hey, so the other thing is, it was interesting, while I was gone, the quarterback, obviously, is the most important position in football. Hell, it could be the most important position in professional sports outside of a goaltender in hockey. I mean, you could make that argument. They by far make the most money. They live under the microscope of fans and the media. We just saw a great example. One of the best quarterbacks in the game, Lamar Jackson, took a lot of heat on the national shows. He did, along with Mark Andrews, who had two of the worst plays that will haunt him. Forget the fact that if you're one of these social media people that feels like when something happens to one of your favorite players and they don't play well, you have to tell them they suck and you hope they die and all this crazy stuff that some of you do now on social media. Mark Andrews will live with that. You won't have to beat him up or like tell him he sucks, you know, from far away when you see him. Those plays will never ever go away. I'm telling you firsthand, when you have a play that affects a game, it never leaves you. I can't explain it. I'm in my 60s and have had things happen that I still remember against the New England Patriots in a conference championship game that I literally felt like I lost the game for the whole team. That's how I felt. Now, I know other guys probably felt that same way, but some of those plays that were called for me that haunt me on what happened. Mark Andrews, and by the way, those plays will be with him for a long time too. You know, the more people that watch, especially when you get into the playoffs, and I'm not saying it's a Jackie Smith situation, in case you forgot, Jackie Smith, who dropped the ball in the end zone, the Dallas Cowboys Steelers game, and in a crucial play, and, you know, the guy goes on to be a Hall of Fame tight end. But he had one of those. Mark Andrews is going to be haunted by those two plays for a long time, especially the drop of the two-point conversion. But Lamar Jackson took a lot because he had a bad throw for a interception, and he fumbled a ball that they ran back into good field position. They didn't score on that play, but Lamar had a couple of bad plays, and he's getting killed. And hell, Lamar still might have been the best player in that game on either team, the way he played, the throws, marching him down the field at the end of the game to give him a chance, and honestly should have tied it up and put your defense back out there to see if they could get a stop before overtime. But this is what goes on, and it's going on in every city unless your team is still alive and playing well. Jared Goff's getting killed in Detroit. Lamar Jackson is taking a ton of heat for a guy that might win a third MVP. Still might win it. Still might get for what he did in the regular season, having his best season ever. And he's already won two MVPs.
It's tough for Lamar because that narrative is, you know, we talk about narratives. That's going to be with him, that he can't win those big games. And it
right.
certainly was not all his fault.
No.
And this is the second year in a row that he's had someone really have a big hand in screwing it up for him. Right? I mean, look, Mark makes that catch like he makes 99 times out of 100. They tie the game, and who knows?
How about
that
the
fumble
drive?
Was even worse. The
yeah.
fumble, he starts going backwards.
They're driving down the field. He catches the ball. He's wide open, by the way, in the
yeah.
middle of the field. He takes off running, and some guy comes flying by him and swipes it away, knocks it away from him. But my point is this. For the Tua stuff, and I was going to bring it back here, look at, man, you're making either you're a first-round pick and the clock's on you. Everybody's watching because you're supposed to be the franchise quarterback. We see it in every city, including here with Tua. And then you get a second contract. And now you're making big bucks. And people know that. And now it heats the kitchen up even more. So, you know, I heard the stuff, and I'm like, look, this is welcome to the world of $50 to $60 million a year, being a quarterback in the NFL and a real popular sport, and everybody understanding how important the quarterback position is. Listen, nobody's saying it's Buffalo and Kansas City. Everybody's saying it's Josh and Patrick playing against each other. Hell, we don't have to say their full names anymore. You just go, Josh and Patrick are playing against each other. Mahomes and Allen. And that's just, listen, man, I'd love to know on talk radio shows in NFL cities how much time everybody spends talking about the quarterback and whether you have the right guy or you don't. First of all, do you have a franchise quarterback or not? Second of all, can he win? And right now with the way Mahomes is dominating, every guy's coming up short. But Lamar's been on some really good football teams. It's not all his fault. It's not. Zay Flowers the year before. Remember that game he had? He had, and by the way, this year he was injured and couldn't play. And now turns to Mark Andrews, who also is going through it. But there are always going to be secondary stories because people are going to talk about Lamar and his two turnovers. And Jared Goff and his part of five turnovers, although they weren't all his fault, but
How bad was that, by the way, the Lions?
It's terrible.
Unreal. I told you, I know you didn't believe last year that they blew it, man. They really, truly blew it with his reckless coaching last season. I thought they had the best chance they maybe would ever have. And his reckless coaching cost him, and they didn't. Hard to get back there.
I'm going to disagree with you because
but it's hard to get back there.
I'm going
to
disagree with that
as
reckless.
I think we very well know.
Okay, so now you're going to listen here. Did you see how aggressive these coaches were? Did you see what Dan Quinn?
Oh, I know Washington. I know they went for it every single
Dan
time.
Dan Quinn just said,
"I know.
I got hot. He's at the table, man, and he's got the hot dice, and he's rolling them."
He also had a team that was a massive underdog that went in there on the road, no expectations. So I think it was a little different, but
come on. You're deep in the playoffs. Come on. Everybody seems to be a little more aggressive. Would you agree?
Yeah, but the reality is Detroit may never get back to a position like that. You know that. And they're going to have to make changes to their roster. They're going to lose guys.
I don't know.
They
I
may never get back
think that team's
to that point where
shape.
They're on the cusp of making a Super Bowl.
Not so much this year because of the injury bug, but the year before, I would agree with you. They should have beat the 49ers, and that's...
So, but like I'm saying, like, who knows if they ever get back there?
Well,
it's hard, man. It is hard to get back to that position. They're not the Chiefs. I mean, the Chiefs do it every year, but it is hard to get back there.
Well, it's not about just getting to the playoffs and winning your division. I mean, it's got to be about getting to the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to get back to that kind of position.
I mean, we are just that. That's what's so frustrating, what's going on down here. We've tried everything. And you hope, we get bring in, fresh thinking and offensive-minded guys and defensive-minded guys and hard-ass guys and guys that run a country club. And we're looking for something that works, man. Anything that relates to players that they'll play hard and your roster and you feel good about it. And that's frustrating. So I sit back and I listen to everybody talk about Lamar, and I'm thinking, how many cities would love to have Lamar Jackson and go through their problems?
Yeah, we'll take him.
How many?
Well, you keep
how doing, many would love that?
But you keep naming these quarterbacks, and we watch all these games, and I know you weren't here or whatever, but like it makes you feel even further away because you know that your quarterback can't do the stuff that we've seen the past week and that we're going to see on Sunday. You know that. I mean,
there's two things that I did see.
You look at the quarterbacks in the AFC, the AFC especially, right? The AFC is ridiculous with quarterbacks, and you have a guy that cannot do essentially anything that we've seen all these other guys do. He's not going into that sub-zero weather in Buffalo and slinging it around like Lamar did.
Nope.
He's not running like Lamar or Josh did.
You could stop right there. That's the big thing that we've seen. Jaden Daniels.
Every quarterback, essentially, Goff is knocked out. All of these quarterbacks have that extra ability to run, and we see them run even more in the playoffs, right? I don't know how you can be a statue quarterback that can't take a hit.
Yeah, no. We by
and
the
still
way,
win these playoff
Woody,
games.
Woody, that is legit, and nobody can argue. To his biggest fans can't argue. All to his fans can say is get him a better offensive line.
That's what they're doing.
That's what they're doing.
Everyone's dug
no,
in
I
on the
it.
Offensive line.
I get it. I have them come up to me.
But you know what, man?
You know, like, Tua's our guy. We have to get him a better offensive line.
Joe, what NFL city isn't saying that, though, man? Like, the offensive line play is not great. We know that. But what NFL city right now is not saying, outside of a couple of teams that might be left, man, we really got that offensive line thing figured out?
Well,
Dolphins have been trying for however long to figure that thing out. What, 15 years, 20 years?
I got to tell you one thing. We're going to see two of the four teams that have really good offensive lines in these final games.
That's why they're still playing. But, how many teams are trying? You talk about how many teams are looking for a quarterback. How many teams are looking for good offensive lines?
Everybody's trying to fix it up. By the way, look at all the scouting reports under mock drafts and every team that's going to be drafted. And that O-line is usually in it, to your point. All right, hey, we got to go to break. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning on a football Friday. With a little Jimmy Quits in there as well. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff to get to. I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. So you're looking around this weekend. First-time home buyer, excited. Think you found a place. Getting ready to put in an offer. Need that mortgage. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage can get you qualified quickly with the lowest rate. That guy even works on the weekend. How nice is that to be looking around and not have to wait till Monday to get going on it? You can start on a weekend. That's part of the great service of Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, his 35 years of experience. You can call him. You can text him. I'm going to give you a cell phone number, and he's off and running, getting stuff done for you. By the way, whether you're self-employed and you've been declined by the banks, he can take care of you. And I want to let you know, whatever the lowest rates are, he's going to achieve that for you. Looking at a reverse mortgage, one of the more popular mortgages for the older folks out there, 62 or older, you and your spouse, you qualify for a reverse mortgage. Here's the deal with the reverse mortgage. You're sitting there and living in the same home like my wife and I have for a long, long time. The house is paid off, and you're sitting there going, well, man, I could really use some of this equity in this home. Reverse mortgage might be perfect for you. It is for a lot of folks out there. Hey, you can go on and on. Go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews, and find out what they're saying about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Great service, getting you qualified quickly, getting what you need quickly, getting you that money you need quickly. 7 days a week, this guy's working. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I just think in this situation, it's more about human nature. I know exactly how Jimmy feels. I've been in this situation many times. All that I've done for you, and you don't want to give me what I want. So human nature kicks in.
Well, I gave you what you want because you signed a deal that goes on to next year.
But hold on. I want an extension. And Charles is going to say you don't pay.
You want more.
That's what I'm saying. So the part I hate about this business of basketball thing, it always has to be somebody's fault. I think it's more human nature. All I've done for you guys, you don't want to give me extension. So now human nature kicks in. You don't want me? I don't want you. So I don't like
you still have to be professional.
But I don't like it's his fault and he's unprofessional. He's doing that. Human nature.
If you sign a deal, first of all, hold on. Go ahead, Kenny. Go ahead.
But if you sign a deal that has an extension,
I want an extension.
You're not getting one. It's not saying that you want.
You're not getting one.
It's not like you
so
want.
So human nature kicker. You don't want me. I don't want to be here.
You want this year, next year.
We should just leave it at that. Not it's Jimmy's fault. It's Pat's fault.
No,
it's called basketball.
But Pat Riley ain't gonna just give him away.
That's fine. But
Jimmy Butler's a really good player.
I'm saying. People that don't understand it, this is the
business. We understand it very well.
Yeah, we understand. This is the
public understands. Shaq, they have paid. Jimmy Butler makes $50 million a year.
He want more. So what?
He ain't getting more.
Okay, so guess what? You don't want me. I don't want to be here.
But you can't just not show up to work.
Why not?
Because you took the other two. You took the 50 for this year and next year.
Okay.
So you're saying you took those two, but you're not because you don't get two more?
Doesn't matter.
You could ask for a trade, but you got to show up.
Human nature. You don't want me. I don't want
to
be here.
You don't feel a responsibility when you are under contract for this season to play this
and next year.
I do. But I'm not going to go all out. I was ready to say the other way. I'm not going to go out play, but I'm not going to go out, especially like.
You're not going to play hard?
No, listen. I didn't say hard. I said I'm not going to go all out, especially if we're not going to win.
You don't feel no obligation?
Because you know what? At 35, what if I tear a knee and get hurt?
You're still going to make $50 million. You got $50 million coming.
All right, that was TNT, Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, and Shaq. Who, by the way, wow. Okay, Shaq. Talking about Jimmy Quits last night and whether Jimmy Quits will be back in the lineup. I hope not. I hope Pat and Andy and Mickey and Nick all get together, give each other a big hug, and move on, and able to get whatever they can for Jimmy so he doesn't have to stay down here and go to paddle ball and pickleball tournaments and tennis tournaments, and he can go back and play basketball, most likely in Phoenix, by the way. So, yeah, that was last night as Jimmy was at a party, first of a two-game suspension for not catching the team playing. And meanwhile, the Bucks, after a slow start, got in late to Milwaukee after getting snowed in New Orleans. Heat were off to an 18-3 lead. I was like, man, this is fun. My God, Tyler Hill knocking down threes. Couple alley-oops. Khalil Ware looks great now. By the way, I think that's going to work out. That's like looking like a nice first-round pick.
Yeah, it is. My question is, does Jimmy play on Monday?
I hope not.
What are they going to do?
I don't know what they can do.
You just suspend him again?
Just pay him. Pay him and
pay him to stay away?
Pay to stay away. And all rhymes. Pay to stay away, yeah.
But the problem becomes, what if the offer doesn't get there? Because we know they're far apart right now.
He can't play like that all year. He's going to do that. Well, so after the team's going to take a chance going, we didn't get the offer, trade deadline's over, and Jimmy, you got to play now, man. You got to play because it's too late. They got to move him. They must know.
How much more stuff can't just move him for peanuts?
How much more stuff can you put up with, though? He checked out. He checked out on your team.
Yes, he did.
He checked out.
And if Phoenix is dumb enough to give this guy a long-term contract, you know, then that's great. But
there's no sympathy with your fan base for a guy making $50 million this year, and if he decides to stay, he makes more than 50 next year, a little under 50 this year and a little over. But basically, it's $100 million, you know, minus a little bit of money he's lost already. But
it's a weird story because everyone goes back and forth. The TNT guys are doing whose fault is it?
By the way,
Shaq's
wrong to think that he's the only one that understand this, and fans and media members don't. We all understand it. We all get it that he's trying to get more money. And Pat's going, you're 35 and you miss a lot of games. I got to see that you can play more than 58, 59, 60 games a year.
But this is how it goes in sports now. You sign a contract. You don't finish the contract because you think you're worth more at that current moment, right?
You don't have guaranteed money.
But that's not how it should work because, like, the contracts go up every year. We know that. So what are we going to do? You want to go year to year? LeBron did that. LeBron does the year to year thing where he signs a new deal every year if he wants.
Yeah. And he seems to always have control.
But Jimmy's got 53 coming to him next year. Like, I just don't get why he's acting this way.
He wants more money. He wants more security into his late 30s. That's what he wants. And he has checked out. He didn't get it. I thought he was going to be a little motivated to come out and especially after getting suspended for the West Coast swing there. I thought he'd come back and go, all right, I'm a little rested up. I'm going to play 30 minutes tonight. I'm going for 30. I want everybody to see in the league what I got left. And instead he came right back and he did the statue special in the corner. He didn't do anything. Now he's wearing like Phoenix Suns color tennis shoes. He checked out as far as his body language on the bench. Now he's saying he doesn't fit in with this offense and he's lost his joy. I don't know, man. If I got that check, I'd have a lot of joy. And they still want you. And they're hoping you'll come back and be right back into this thing.
Do you think the people around him have helped him handle this very poorly?
I know you think it's them.
From Jimmy's standpoint, I think they've handled it very poorly.
Why do you all of a sudden blame them, though? He's 35 years old. He's a grown-ass man.
I know, but I think he's getting a lot of really bad information.
From the guys that hang on him?
All his buddies, his yes men that he surrounds himself with.
Okay, so he's got those guys. You think he's listening to those guys?
I do. I think those are the guys that are pulling the strings on all this stuff.
Back like this, a high school recruit or a guy that's first year and not playing enough, and all his buddies going, dude, you need to get out of there, man. You can play. We're talking about a 35-year-old guy.
Joe, I would think an athlete of Jimmy Butler's caliber that it would bother him to go out there and dog it. That's what I would think. Now, again, if these guys are filling his head with all this crap, that might be the problem. And he's done this everywhere he's been, which is the other issue, right? And I'm guessing he's kept these people around him his entire career. But to act like this, like, look what you're doing, man. We spent a lot of time talking about, you know, when this is all said and done, will the Heat hug it out? Will Jimmy get his jersey raised?
He probably will, yes.
I agree that he will.
Because everybody, time heals everything.
Out, I mean,
time heals everything. Everybody hugs. Guys are especially pretty good at it, with even with huge egos that we all have. We usually at the end. Not everybody
always. But then he comes back and he plays and he misses a flight and he's at a party.
Yeah.
The optics of the whole thing are so bad. Like,
yeah,
again,
but that's
I just
screaming, I want out of here.
But I think people around him are really, really hurting him, and this is going to...
You got to stop. You got to stop blaming everybody else.
I know, but it's also not
I don't blame anybody for stuff's happened to me.
It's not their legacy that they're helping to ruin. It's Jimmy's legacy, and this is what he's going to be remembered for, and that's really sad. I think Dwayne Wade said it really well. Like, this is a tragic way for this to end, and Jimmy, you know, did so much for this franchise. But he's going to be remembered for this.
He will,
right?
For a while.
This will be the lasting memory of Jimmy Butler, will be the fit that he threw to get out of here. No one's going to remember the finals or any of that stuff.
That could be true. But the other stuff about blaming buddies or guys that you pick up their tab in their
life. You don't
think
he's getting bad information from these buddies around him?
Stop. They're telling him what he wants to hear. Stop it. That goes back. When somebody's telling you what you want to hear, come on, man. Then you're in control. Like, Jimmy's 35. Jimmy's not 21 or 22. I get when young guys make bad mistakes. But when a guy gets to be 30, 31, 32, been around, no excuses for Tyreek Hill. I hear, oh, he's just emotional after the game. No, stop it. Stop. Everybody else can control what they say. By the way, have we heard from Tyreek Hill? Like, I want to be a Miami Dolphin?
Tyreek Hill can lay low right now. That's fine.
No, he's lucky.
We don't need to hear from him.
He's in the offseason. You're right.
A lot of people, by the way, disagree. They don't think Jimmy will get his jersey put up there. Oh. I do. I think very strongly that he will get his jersey retired.
For what he did, this organization will.
They don't hold a grudge, this organization. That is one thing they do a nice job of.
They will. Even Pat. Even the old boy there.
We're talking 10 years down the road here. I'm guessing Pat will not be in that position, but I don't know.
You never know. He's a little feisty right now. You never know. Hey, we got to go to break here. Curious what everybody thinks this morning as far as this thing. I don't want to see him back in a Heat uniform, man. What they built up, he doesn't deserve to put that uniform on. I don't care what he's done for this organization the last two finals and a conference championship and
all the
other things.
So you'd pay him to stay away? His suspension will be over. They have a home game on Monday night. You'd pay him to sit out.
To make it more awkward for all the guys that got to play, man. Tyler Hero and Bam, here we go again. Well, let's walk out and take care of this.
We just lost by
20-something points. They're saying, what if you would have had Jimmy playing with us last night? You could have won. Not with a Jimmy the way he's playing right now, you can't beat anybody because he's not trying.
But you got to draw the line somewhere because, again, it just reinforces the notion that you can cry as this loud and throw a temper tantrum and you're going to get everything you want. And for him to still get paid after quitting on his team, though, that's a problem.
You act like this first time this happened in the NBA.
I'd throw his ass out there, make him play 48 minutes.
All right. Hey, listen, we got to go to break here. We got a lot of stuff coming up here. Kim Bocamper is going to join us. Mike Florio will join us a little bit later on. We do have a fun Sunday coming up here to get to and try to figure out, can Josh Allen finally beat Patrick Mahomes and knock him out of a potential another Super Bowl championship? My God, it's crazy. Hey, I'll tell you what's not crazy. Sure is nice to have Baptist Health South Florida here. Don't blame them, please. None of these teams. Don't blame the doctors. Don't blame one of the great sports medicine programs in the country for anything going on. Matter of fact, people ask me all the time because, you know, sooner or later, man, if you're playing team sports or individual sports, one thing we all know, you're going to get hurt. I mean, it happens. And then you want to go see those doctors. And they put together some top specialists. One of the top 50 sports medicine programs in the country. Where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. All trust those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida to cover the team every day. And when it comes to injuries, especially serious ones for the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. Man, you talk about putting together an all-star team of doctors ready to go for you. Hey, if you're in South Florida right now, Baptist Health has a facility real close to you, from Doctor's Hospital in Coral Gables to Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility of 595 and Pine Island Implantation. We got you covered, man. And you can see those same doctors are working on high school, college, and professional athletes every day. Man, I got to tell you, I've been going to the place in Plantation, the new facility, 595 and Pine Island, Dr. Swartz and territory up there. It's beautiful, man. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day for all of us. Get you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, take a little Jimmy Quits break here for just a second.
We're talking about it during the break, and it's funny because none of us can quit, right? I mean,
it's just
you can't. No one that's going to work this morning driving in can just quit.
You know, and Jimmy's like, "Oh, I love my teammates. These guys are my guys, and it's not them." And it's like, but you're affecting them, man.
Imagine if any of us.
They'd love to make his friggin' money. Every guy in that team. Yeah.
Let's go. Have everyone driving this morning, Joe. Go to your boss and say, "Listen, I demand more money, or I'm gonna quit. But you still need to pay me."
Yeah. Anyway, what do you got there, Woody? I'm sorry, man.
Very disappointing. All right. ESPN has announced some of the game times here and some of the slots for college football. As I know you heard in the update, we have the Canes game, Notre Dame. That's a prime timer.
Better get that team fixed up quickly.
Yeah, that's a primetime game. Any idea which team got the standalone Monday slot there, Joe? A very good primetime game here for the Monday, September 1st game, 7:30. Any idea which team out there ESPN is going to be big on? Has to do with the coach?
Oh, yeah. That's got to be a Belichick game.
That would be North Carolina. Wow. They're going to play TCU.
So you put the coach in there. Yep. They need Dion and Bill Belichick to play against each other.
Yeah, there you go, man. You got North Carolina and TCU. That will be your September 1st standalone game there.
You get a lot of Bill Belichick, man.
Other notable ABC ESPN games, you have Syracuse and Tennessee, LSU and Clemson, Alabama and Florida State. And, of course, you have our game, Notre Dame and Miami. So, pretty good opening weekend there for college football.
Good to see Miami and Notre Dame playing each other.
I wonder if Florida State, if they play in that week zero again, because then they could just start 0-2 after Alabama beats them by 100. I don't know if they're doing that or not. Anyway, Joe, I know you said yesterday you wanted to talk a little baseball.
I'll listen to you now. You got caught this.
I heard that driving to my.
Don't worry, Dono said what you did. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, well, he was a little.
What's going on with the Dodgers? Got you all fired up, Joe.
Listen, as far as the Marlins go, if you don't have anything nice to say about the thing they're doing over there, then just leave it alone.
Just don't say anything.
I'm a big fan of what they're doing.
Nothing.
I'm a big fan.
I'll tell you what, that minor league system. I don't know if it's ever going to make an update or not, but man.
That fan fest they got coming up looks like a lot of fun. They got a free kids clinic they've signed Leon up for. I mean, everything they're doing over there is just fine by me. But we had the Hall of Fame.
They have a minor league all-star game. They're going to have all their minor league teams play all-star game.
So we had the Hall of Fame thing here, Joe. And Ichiro Suzuki was nearly a unanimous decision, except for one guy.
Like, who does it? Like, who? That guy is...
So Suzuki...
9,000 hits between two leagues he played in, Japan and here.
So he said through an interpreter, he said, there's one rider that I wasn't able to get a vote from. He got 393 of 394 from the Baseball Writers Association of America. He said, I would like to invite him over to my house. We'll have a drink together and we'll have a good chat.
I like that.
Wants to just talk it out. He's a nice guy.
I tell you, man, he's a hell of a player.
Former Marlin.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that what he's going to go in as a Marlin?
No, I'm guessing it'll be Seattle.
I just don't, like, you have to know who's doing these things. Like, who wouldn't vote for, Ichiro to go into the Hall of Fame?
Right. I have no idea. Oh, he didn't hit for power. I don't know. Maybe that, is that what he's going to, I'm being dead serious. The guy goes, well, he can't. He was good defensively, had a cannon for an arm.
By the way, first player from Japan to get into the Hall of Fame. That's like, this is a big deal.
He won't be the last.
No, I'm guessing he won't be.
He can have some company here someday. Damn. this guy different level, this Ohtani. Holy smokes.
Speaking of Ohtani, Joe.
Yeah.
It's funny you'd bring him up, but we don't even have, I don't tell you these
I think he's the ace
here.
Of the staff this year for the Dodgers, going back to pitching.
I know you're upset about that, I know, but.
One of three Japanese, LA just pictured Japanese pitchers that have the best staff in baseball.
Let them cook out there, though, man. But anyway, we have an audio recording of Ipe Mizuhara, that is his former interpreter.
Yeah, what happened to that guy besides the $17
million
he got?
They got a recording where he calls a bank asking, acting as Shohei Ohtani to try to transfer $200,000 to himself.
How much?
$200,000. That's just on that recording. I mean, obviously, he went after a whole lot more. It was like $17 million.
It's just hard for me to imagine how much money you have. Somebody's taking money out of your account and you have no idea. It's just mind-boggling. It really is.
Speaking of crimes here, Joey, Jason Kelce memorabilia scam has been uncovered here. These people were trying to sell $200,000 worth of fake memorabilia. They have been arrested, facing 60 felony counts, ranging from theft to forgery. I thought this was interesting. The guy's name, his last name is Capone. One of the guys. I don't know if there's any relation.
This
guy's name is Rob Capone. They're accused of lying about the authenticity of more than 1,100 items, including helmets, jerseys, photos, and footballs, advertising the items on a website signed by Jason Kelce. They're going to jail for a long time, needless to say, so.
All right.
Another memorabilia scam. Here's one that's not a scam, Joe. We have a Roger Federer Wimbledon racket from his 2004 Wimbledon victory. Features a personalized autograph for his longtime friend and fashion icon, Anna Wintour. Any idea what this will go for?
$300,000?
They're saying $100,000, Joe, so maybe you could snag this thing. What do you think?
No.
Okay.
I got something signed and picture up there. I'm good.
You do have a signed Federer item. I didn't know that.
I do, yeah.
Did you put it next to your picture with him?
Next to Tiger.
You have a Tiger autograph, too?
I do.
Wow, look at you, man.
You want to know some more or no?
I'd love to. I didn't know you had all these things.
Willie Mays?
Well, a lot of people have that one.
That's why it's not worth anything. Yeah. I got you. All right. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Then our final one here, Joe. A lot of reaction to this. Spirit Airlines updated their dress code policy. I don't know why this is like people are, you know, outraged by this. But again, they have now the new restrictions on see-through clothing, exposed breasts or buttocks. That's what it says here. Other private parts, lewd or offensive clothing, tattoos, and bare feet. And apparently, people
I get
are
the
like,
bare feet.
I've seen people do they take their shoes off on the plane. But apparently this is like a thing. Like I would have thought this was like common knowledge, but people are upset about this. They want to be able to dress how they want on an airplane.
The naughtiest looking people I've ever seen is going to Vegas. That's a different crowd. They're half liquored up before they even take off. Like, oh, we're gonna be in Vegas. Let's go ahead and get a little liquored up here in Fort Lauderdale at the clubs before we jump on a plane.
I took a Frontier flight back from Vegas last time I went, and there's nothing more unpleasant. I mean, it's a six-hour flight. The seats are like sitting on plywood.
All right.
And people are crammed in there like sardines. Everyone's all, you know, hung over and everything from the whole trip. And
yeah. Yeah.
Those are not good.
No.
Those are tough.
Not at all.
But make sure you wear, you cover up next time you
cover
go on
up.
A flight.
Okay. Well, Woody, we've got Big Bo on his way in. We'll join us coming up here. Kim Bocamper, we'll talk to him. He got a bunch of news, a lot of stuff to get to. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk will join us, and he always gets it stirred up. We'll check in on the text machine, get you caught. Who's your MVP, Woody? Think about it. Don't tell me. Who's your MVP, man? It's got to be for regular season, though, and it's really hard for people. It's really hard because you want to throw in what you've seen recently in the playoffs. I know. Hey, I'll tell you what, I want to tell you about Jeff at Beverly's Jewelers and the family. My jeweler has an incredible offer you won't want to miss. A stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color set, and a custom-made 14-carat gold engagement ring for just $3,999, and it is gorgeous. Choose from all the shapes. Larger sizes available at similar savings. But hurry, this deal is only for a limited time, plus gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Beverly's has an unbeatable selection of diamond studs, tennis bracelets, and jewelry to really suit her for any occasion that's coming up. I'm telling you right now, they have 50 to 70% off on all selection items during their limited time sale. Don't miss out on the perfect gift. Valentine's Day, just a few weeks away. I trust Beverly's Jewelers, and so can you. Visit their Fort Lauderdale showroom on Commercial Boulevard or shop online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.